know we'd all like to thank those who decorated in green the sanctuary and the library this year. It really is very beautiful. And I would also like to add our thanks to Carolyn and the musicians for this evening. Thank you so much for your very important contribution to our worship tonight. My grandparents had an artificial Christmas tree. I don't remember anything about it, except that it was artificial. My parents always had a live Christmas tree, which seemed enormous and got smaller every year, or perhaps I got larger. And though I don't remember anything about their artificial Christmas tree, I do remember a plywood church that my grandfather made that was about this big, and it turned out being amazingly prescient because it looked not unlike the white clapboard church I served for 11 years in Massachusetts later on. And it had a light inside so it could look like people were inside. And there were also, they had a number of little paper mache houses, little village houses, that were also, you could put a little Christmas light inside them and illuminate them. And I've since discovered that that's a German tradition. You can still buy them online, some of the antique ones. And I remember those little paper mache houses very well. And I really wonder what happened to that plywood Christmas tree he made. I really wish that I still had that, but I don't. I remember my parents' Christmas tree, but I don't remember any particular ornaments that were saved or salvaged from that time, though both my parents and grandparents, it seemed to me, were heavily into bubble lights, and I repeat that custom whenever I can get away with it. The bubble lights seem to reoccur about every 10 years. Can get them, it turns out. Well, I do remember one Christmas, was probably about 7 years old, and during that time, those of us of a certain age will remember that a very large, hugely popular television star at the time was a young chimpanzee named Zippy that appeared on the Howdy Doody show. And Zippy was, he was the Doug Dynasty of his day, but said smarter things. And I was thrilled as a child because under my Christmas tree, under my grandparents' artificial Christmas tree, was a stuffed animal, Zippy the chimp, with his little coveralls on that said Zippy. And I went, whoa, that was really good. I felt very blessed that I had my own Zippy the chimp from the Howdy Doody show. And he was realistic looking and therefore kind of intimidating, actually, and really kind of big compared to how big I was at the time. And so even though I was happy that he was mine, he didn't get a lot of active play during the days and weeks and months ahead. But he did sit in the corner of my room and sort of judge things, I thought, you know. But we developed a certain rapprochement over the years. And then I remember, after I had approached and probably reached puberty, my grandmother essentially reclaimed Zippy, dressed him in a pair of red and white peppermint stick pajamas with a little cap, and he started reappearing under her tree each year. He had sort of gotten, I guess it would be a promotion, from relatively neglected child's toy to annual, accompaniment of the tree. So that was pretty, so as I grew up and became a teenager and so forth, it was nice to see Zippy in his red pajamas under the tree every year. And then when my grandmother passed on, he began to appear under my parents' tree for many years. And then I guess it was about 1990, 91, around then, I reclaimed him. And he began appearing under my tree, where he is to this day. So he's a continuing symbol of Christmas, past and present, and hopefully future as well. And though the people and the places have passed by, Zippy abides. Every year I now keep him with a, he actually developed a friend over the years. After Kathleen and I got married, he became good friends with a white polar bear that often appeared with Kathleen and Erica. And now the white polar bear and Zippy sort of are a tandem under or near the tree. And they seem quite happy. And I think Zippy's considerably less judgmental now than he used to be. Of course, when Kathleen and I married, we combined a lot of things about our families and our holidays and so forth. And of course, our marriage is perfect, except for one thing. I come from a colored Christmas tree lights family, and she comes from a white Christmas tree light family. And we've developed a certain understanding. Is I've managed to get the colored lights on the tree, but the exterior lights are white. And this works out pretty well for me, sort of. But that's what a good compromise is, right? You don't get everything, you know, so that's... But of all the things that we combined in our Christmases and our families combining, the thing that I was most thrilled to see during our first Christmas together was a little brass carousel of angels with candles underneath, and you light the candles, and eventually the candles cause the angels to turn. And when they turn fast enough, they hit a little bell and they make a little tinkling sound as they go around. And as the candles get hotter, they turn faster, and it's all very exciting. The lights go faster and faster. Because we had one of those when I was a little kid. In fact, it was one of my very first memories, was something like that. And I think it was because gradually, as I got older, I was allowed to take more and more part in the ritual. You know, that eventually I was able, you know, they would let me light one of the candles and so forth. So I kind of grew up with that ritual. And so I thought that was a very special part of Christmas. And when I decided to use this as the title of my sermon tonight, I was pleased that when I mentioned it, a number of people said, oh, we had one of those. And when you're a child, you think this is the only angel carousel in the whole world. It's so special. We're so lucky to have it. And then as you get older, and you find, oh, lots of people had it. But that even makes it neater, because everybody thought they were special and had the only one. I just really like that. It reminds me of Bruce Springsteen. Specifically, it reminds me of a chorus of one of his songs called Atlantic City. And I love that song, Atlantic City, because he manages to bring transcendence to Atlantic City. Because part of the chorus is, and maybe everything dies, baby. That's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. And that's how I felt about that angel carousel when I discovered that Kathleen had one. because sometime in my travels and changes, I had lost track of the angel carousel of my family. And it was very, very gratifying to know that I had come back to it. It had come back to me. And of course, trundling behind that material symbol was the obvious symbolism that with Kathleen and Erica, it was not only the angel carousel that had come back to me, it was family as well. And the angels were again ringing their chimes. Easter is the holiday usually associated with return and rebirth and regeneration, but there's something also to that in the joy and hope of Christmas. Not everything comes back, but some things do, and I rejoiced in this angel carousel that had come back to me. And Zippy is still there in his pajamas. He had not changed. The angel carousel had not changed. But my family had changed, and I had changed. I was no longer the child being allowed to light the candle. I was the husband. I was the stepfather. But you know, the child was still there, along with the father. I had changed, and I had stayed the same. You know, the ghost of Christmas present, to me, has always been the very most important ghost. Because the ghost of Christmas past is written and unchangeable. And the ghost of Christmas future points to the same fate for us all. But Christmas present, this holiday, this is the one that demands our attention. This is the one that demands the little child and the old man come out today to be who I must be now, who you must be now, what this Christmas present requires of you. And I realized that angel carousel was really a symbol of a spiritual axis mundi, a center of the world, a center of my spiritual life, that this time of year, life gets rebooted. That it turns again. And in turning reveals to us all of those chapters of our life, of Christmas past. And those who have passed. And parts of us who have passed. And here today, who we are now. Determining to no small extent what we will be like in the future, how we will meet that inevitable goal, how we will be remembered, what angel on that carousel will remember us. It's possible to choose what you bring forward into this Christmas. It is possible and necessary to leave other things behind. I will leave to you what you bring with you tonight, what you can recall from those Christmases past, perhaps something you had not recalled for years and years. I will leave it to you what you will leave behind. Because not all of our Christmases are laden with joy. And not all of our Christmases bring undiluted happiness to us and our families. Perhaps some of those things need to be left behind. No person escapes the turning of the angel carousel. We all participate upon it. Who knows what may come when next year becomes this year's Christmas present. But the angel carousel will be going around, and it will be replaced by what comes back. Like an angel carousel, our life goes round and round. Merry Christmas present.